Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Welcome back, everyone. It's good to be here with another friend, and I've been wanting to have her here over on the show. She wears so many hats, and I'm just so inspired by her always. And I love that she is a mixture of, I don't know, this is just me, my opinion. You can always like not accept, but it's like you're chill and driven at the same time, which I love. For me, it's a good balance.
Thank you.
And yeah, will you accept that?
I accept because I'm very introverted.
I accept. So yes, we got Winnie Wong in the house. She is, of course, a content creator also. She's an entrepreneur. You might know her amazing brand Every Day. I am a fan of it as well. And of course, you're also an artist and a teacher, which is so inspiring because it's amazing. You get to really share your skills and expertise to so many, right? And I've been seeing your content and like your posts for years now. And like you dance, you draw, you illustrate. You're a businesswoman. It's like there's nothing you can't do.
I can't sing.
Okay, lang yan. So many people can sing that. So I'm just so amused and inspired that you don't limit yourself to being just one thing. And I think want to talk about that here today because a lot of people label themselves and are so quick to label themselves to be this and that. And even if they are slashers, about like host slash model and stuff, they don't do the extremes so much just because they feel like, wait, that's not my niche or that's not my expertise. But for you, how has that journey of knowing what you want to do, where you're good at and excelling at it too, how was that process for you? Has this always been the dream? Miss Winnie Wong.
Well, it actually started out with a disability that I had as a kid. Really? Yeah. So I had a really difficult time learning and processing information. I was diagnosed with ADD at a very young age, which I make it sound so serious, but it is very serious because you just like to do so many things and then you can't focus.
Oh, okay.
So in order for me to train my brain and get better, obviously you need to take classes and kind of practice to make your, you know, brain rewire and make sure that you get better. So my mom put me into a lot of different classes like ballet, jazz, piano. And it was so funny because when I learned piano at a young age, none of the teachers wanted to teach me because like if my mom wasn't watching, I'd like do other stuff. I wouldn't listen. So in the end, my mom taught me, and this sounds really like weird, but she would have like a stick.
As a tiger mom.
As a tiger mom. And she'd be like, focus. And I'd be like, I'd be like, yeah, but then it eventually, I mean, she didn't really like hit me hard. It was just more like a tap. Like,
mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. Just for the sake of discipline.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some things I definitely wouldn't do if that my mom did, but you know, generations, right?
Yeah.
Generational trauma.
So that is the root of everything. It's so cool that it came from a disability pa. And other people don't even have like, are not diagnosed with that. And then they already limit themselves.
Yeah. I think it's just because like you feel like you're limited or boxed in. And then my mom really didn't tell me that I had this issue. So she just made me kind of just, it was like when I was four, right? Already. I was already, my mom was such a tiger mom. She wanted to figure out how my brain worked because I was so slow. I didn't really talk. I'm still very introverted and I'm not very good with like small talk, as you probably know.
I love you. I love you, Winnie. I love your energy, honestly.
Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, it really started with that. And then eventually, like in high school, I did narrow down to like skills that I was better at. Like my mom didn't allow me to do volleyball anymore because she said like, well, you're dancing already, so focus on that. So like it was like focusing on things that I was good at already. Okay. and then working on improving that.
Okay. Instead of like having to take volleyball classes after, and then you'd be just so tired.
I know. I just wanted to try everything. Like I think, but then as I got older, it was kind of like working towards and like identifying the things that you were strong at and then just keep growing.
Okay. And fine tuning where you're good at.
Yeah.
So it's just so interesting because I wouldn't have thought that you were like, as you mentioned, a slow learner or slow kid or that you were diagnosed with that. Because from me, like just judging from my point of view, it's like, wow, she's on a roll. She's doing so much. She's probably like super duper duper smart. And it's just so inspiring when people really get to, as this show suggests, rise up from challenges like that and not label them as challenges. So thank you, Mama Wong, for raising Winnie. Yeah. Winnie to win at life.
Woo! Thanks, Mo. Thanks for the compliments. I mean, it's just like compliment throwing one right after the other.
No, but it's true because I do have guests over here who really do inspire me. So, but for you personally, where do you get your inspiration from?
Like, I don't have like an answer for that. It's just more of like, I just want to live my day to day. Mm-hmm. And then like see what interests me, what makes me feel good. And obviously I understand that there are things that I identify things that I'm good at. And then I just work towards that. And I have to understand as well that not every day is going to be good. I'm not going to like every single day of, I mean, like going to work and I like teaching. I really enjoy teaching, but obviously some days I'm like, I really don't want to wake up that early.
True, you know, actually. Yeah.
So like just understanding
send this to the HR.
Gonna get in trouble. Ebb and flow, right? I think that's a really good way of putting it. Ups and downs, and just understanding that like I just have to push through. Grit is my number one key characteristic and skill that I value the most.
Ooh, I do see that. I really do. Yeah. So ebb and flow, definitely. But for you personally, you know, you do so much and you're also in the public eye, especially for like content, YouTube. Do you ever or do criticism, judgments or, you know, especially in the Philippines, it's more fun in the Philippines, but it's also most judgy here. I know it's a part of the human experience, but no one likes to be judged, right? Yeah. So how do you deal with that criticism,
honestly,
judgments?
I don't think I handled it very well at the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Like, well, until recently, actually. So I've been doing this for 4 years and like I feel like I've handled it quite poorly where I kind of get really defensive and then I just feel like I need to explain everything.
Same.
I don't think like I'm like, you know, a really big celebrity, obviously. I just feel like, yes, I'm under public scrutiny still. But I was saying that, like, I get affected. And I think the most important thing is, like, you get a lot of, okay, so I know a couple of celebrities like Kathy Gonzaga, and they're really, really big. Alex Gonzaga, and she's huge, right? Yeah. And then sometimes you hear from them, like, oh, just ignore it. And, like, sometimes you have to understand that people process emotions very differently. And she is like on another level, I feel, of like fame. Like she's in the millions, tens, millions, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think she gets affected, but the way she handles it is like, I'm gonna choose not to read it, etc. And for me, like I get tips from her sometimes because I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, just ignore it.
If you don't process it, it's like you can't sleep.
So like, my advice really is to just process those emotions and understand where they're coming from. And it might just be like you being just really feeling the need to over explain. And that's okay. So I've come to terms with it. And then I really understood that. And I feel like it's like a full circle moment where I'm like, sometimes I read a comment and I'm like, I really don't need to reply. I don't. I've come to a sense of closure where like, I feel like it's not necessary for me to always defend myself. So really go through all the motions possible, be defensive, get angry, get annoyed, whatever you want. And
So don't suppress or repress these emotions.
Yeah. Just because, let it happen.
Yeah. And then maybe know why you're so triggered, and right?
Because yeah, understand your emotions. Yeah.
Triggers are like receptors, or what's that? What do you call it? It's information basically. Like, why am I so triggered? And maybe you can just up to you to discern na bakit nga ba? Ako personally, I still get annoyed when, like on TikTok, diba? When people are, but you can always delete a comment. Yeah. Personally, that's my way of coping. Delete. Here, I promise myself I'll be really more open and not hiya and be more vocal and be more vulnerable. Like, if there's like a comment, alam ko naman talaga maarte ako. But when people say it in a negative way, like all caps pa arte, ganun, I'm like, bakit kaya natitrigger pa rin ako?
Yeah. It's so like annoying. You know yourself, but then at the same time, it's annoying when people say it.
And in a negative way. Oh, maybe that's why. Because like, why is it bad?
Or like, right? Why do you have to say it? Why?
Or like, why is it negative? Like, why are you? Yeah. And so, that artiness was intentional. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How about you? Like, maybe can you, do you remember like a most, maybe like a comment that really bothered you and you had to process?
Like when people like interpret what you're trying to say, that I hate that the most. Like I never said any of, like, for example, I think someone was like, oh, Winnie is, she's just trying to pretend to be something that she's not. And I'm like, I'm trying to put out my authentic self already. And you're already like making up your own interpretation. And like, that really bruises somebody's ego, because you're like, wait, I'm already trying to my best
to do the work,
my authentic self. But there's somebody else telling me you're not. So you're like, am I not being myself? Do I not know myself? You know, like if you rethink your own values and how you act. And like, it got to a point where my YouTube videos really changed because I was so conscious about every single thing. Every time I filmed,
it's like you're editing yourself, no, on the spot.
Yeah. My belly was showing. I would want to completely like refilm everything.
I totally understand.
And like, it's not like I even cared, but then I don't know why I was catering to that, almost because I wanted to avoid comments like that from happening.
Exactly.
And then like, I took a break and pause from it. And then I realized, I was like, wait, I really just need to understand that some people are out there just to trigger you, or they just feel a certain way about you and you can't control it. So I just need to be better at handling these comments.
Yes. Yes. Actually, yeah. I just did like a solo episode also. One of the most energy draining habits that we often overlook is taking things too personally. And because, you know, most of the time, you know, these judgments or these critics, they are so judgy because they judge themselves the most. They're just projecting their own insecurities to you.
Yeah, so, or they just like to do that.
Or they're just bored. Yeah, or they're just bored. They have nothing else to do. So don't take it personally, really. It's hard, definitely hard. But yeah, it is so annoying. I totally get it. It's nice to have this convo because it's really so annoying.
It's really annoying because my mom also is like, you know, they're just jealous. And I'm like, I don't care if they're jealous or not. They already said it. So it doesn't matter if they're jealous. Like those things don't really matter to me. Like that doesn't make me feel any better when they're like, they're jealous of your life. And I'm like, what? So what if they're jealous, but they're able to have the same mouth and spew out negativity? So like, it's still going to affect me one way or the other. And honestly, just feel those emotions, feel annoyed, because that's the best way to cope. And don't listen to other people when they're like, you shouldn't feel that way. Even if you're annoying, like even if I have problems, I love vocalizing it to friends because I'm like, you know what? I actually feel way better. And I don't care if they think a certain way. I'm like, you know what? You're my friend. So if I'm going to tell you how I feel, then
yeah, that's what friends are for.
I'm not toxic to the point where I'm like, obviously I know who to share it with.
Of course. Yeah. This is so funny. Disclaimer, I'm not toxic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just need an FYI because people are out there probably being like, oh my gosh, she's toxic. So.
Lol. Okay. Well, how do you deal with stress? And do you ever get burnt out or still anxious?
I definitely get burnt out, but I don't realize it myself. My body actually tells me, like, and like my body just crashes.
Yeah, because you do so much. I can't believe, like, you've been teaching for 8 years. Guys, she's been teaching for 8 years, like in ISM, right? You're teaching, what's that again?
Graphic design, photography, and IB art.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. She a full-time teacher and also doing so many other
things. 7 to 3.
And an entrepreneur. Love it. So how do you like deal with that? And how do you still find balance?
I try my best to compartmentalize things. I think like one of my greatest skills is that I'm very resilient. So like if any failure comes my way, I just let those angry emotions out. And even though people might see it as like anxiety inducing, just let it out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's your way of coping and releasing.
Yeah. And like, and I just say, okay, I'm done with these emotions. I can move on. And then I just keep thinking about the goal. My tip is really to handle stress is to really let it out. Don't keep anything in. Like if someone was sharing something that a drama that happened to me, I'd be like, okay, well, it doesn't really matter to that person anyways. It might be business worthy, but
whatever. It's not going to be the end of you, right?
Yeah.
So I think we tend to be, especially in our line of work, where we're subject to judgment and criticism a lot. Like we tend to overthink what people have to say. And like I remember watching this Dolly Parton. I love her because she's so unapologetic.
Yeah.
I remember watching her, I think it was like a Netflix special, and she was like, what are they gonna do? Eat me? Like cook me? Right? Like, yeah, what am I? Why are we so afraid? But you know, because we are human too and we do have emotions. So it's fine. Whatever. We can be hurt, but at the same time, don't be stuck in those emotions.
Yeah.
And know that they're not gonna kill you, right?
Yeah.
Move on. And release. You can only move on when you release.
You let it affect you and then you push it aside. That's really how you like let go of trauma, that you just fully accept that it happened. Mm-hmm. And it's a process. Mm-hmm. So I think that I let myself go through that emotional process of feeling it.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like I get a lot of work done, is because I'm able to just like channel my energy, let it out.
And then move on. Yeah. Love it. Okay. And you do that by talking to your friends mostly, or do you journal also? Are you that type of person?
I don't journal. I used to journal. And the way I used to journal is I used to draw how I felt.
Because you are an artist.
Mm-hmm. It's really bad though, because I used to, this was like a journal in middle school. Uh-huh. So it's like the peak of when you get like bullied and make fun of you. So I used to draw people I disliked, and I used to draw them in the ugliest way.
It's a picture book of
ugly monsters. So, and I felt like that really helped me internally.
That is,
but
so
if anyone saw that, everyone would be like, what the hell is this person going through?
She is going through some shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, do you think you already have like your like rise up story, like the biggest challenge in your life so far, and how did you overcome it? In Tagalog, it's your hugot.
I think I'm still going through it right now. I'm still going through the motions. I'm dealing with a lot of things right now, and it's a process. So hopefully we'll able to cross that bridge when it happens. But I have many, you know, struggles and things that I have overcome and I'm very proud of. And I feel like that contributes to getting better and dealing with other bigger issues in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's still like an ongoing process. You wouldn't like pin it down to one major rise up story.
No.
Okay. Not even like the time when you had like your AD, was that ADD? Or
no, because I wasn't really self-aware.
You weren't aware. So how could you have known?
Yeah. It was just my mom telling me that I like my teacher was telling her that I could, like I needed to get my ears checked because I never listened.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Interesting though.
I was not the best student in high school. I was like an B. I think one of my principals used me as an example too, as a joke, because he was saying like, because he was telling this Chinese club, because all these Chinese moms, tiger moms, they want to send their kids to Harvard, Yale and stuff. And they're like, oh, I want you to like look at Winnie as an example. She's currently a teacher and she averaged like B's all the time. And she still managed to get to this point and she's doing really well. So, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird to share with a bunch of Chinese people, but okay.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, our principal. Okay.
Well, personally, do you think you've already found your personal recipe to success? Or what, for you, what is your definition of success?
I feel like success is just feeling content. And I don't think that I am successful at this point. I feel like, and it's not bad because I have my wins, my small wins each day.
Wins,
you know?
Wins.
Yeah. I don't see it as like one big thing because I feel like that makes life really boring. You need to like always look forward to something, always challenge yourself. Feel like you can be the better version of yourself. And that's why I never look at one big thing. I never have one monumental goal. Yes, I have like big goals that I want to achieve, but I definitely think that I have a lot to learn still. And I think that's what it's like being an educator as well, feeling like you're still not there. And I think feeling this way is not a negative thing. I think it's a very good thing because then you are just like, there's something to look forward to.
Yes, yes, exactly. There's something to look forward to. So I love what you said about celebrating small wins. Like it's not about like, yeah, this is success. And, you know, sometimes we're socially conditioned to think that it has to be a giant goal, like a mountaintop thing. And it always has to be grand, so big. Yeah. But we forget to celebrate that, you know, every day is literally a miracle. Pun intended with your like, right? Every day. It is in the everyday. Like the wins. And sometimes we forget that. Like, and the next days aren't promised actually. So you really should be enjoying every single day and winning.
Because every single day. I feel like,
contentment also, diba?
Yeah, and I feel like that's the goal to contentment is just really appreciating. And then eventually, like, because your opinions are always changing. Your wants and needs are forever evolving. And I feel like having that one goal puts a lot of stress because, and I kind of observe a lot of celebrities that kind of feel sad all of a sudden. And it's because they've like had this huge goal of wanting to be a celebrity or like an actress.
An artist,
And then they achieve it and then they're like, okay, what next?
Oh.
And I feel like that contributes to a lot of stress and anxiety. So the way I see it and I encourage a lot of students is don't see a job as your ultimate goal or anything. Because you need to learn to adapt. Or like people are like, I want to be a doctor. But like one day, like you want to change and be a videographer. Mm-hmm. So passion is, and I always tell this to people, like I also say that people say, what's your passion? And I'm like, I don't like to say what my passion is. I like to say things that I enjoy currently because my passion can always change. And you work with your skills from the past and utilize it to adapt to something new that you like. Well, I don't know if I'm being too confusing, but
no, I understand. Like your passion has to keep, it evolves with you, kasi. You can do things passionately, but passion equals love, basically. Something you will wanna toil for and still love it at the same time. Okay, but speaking of, we already talked about like contentment. For me, this is like just one thing I always think about, and I want to keep asking people about too. How do you balance ambition and contentment? Because, you know, you are such a go-getter, but you know, like when, as I started this podcast, you're like a chill but driven person, which I love, you know, ebb and flow. So how do you balance contentment and ambition?
Managing your expectations.
Managing your expectations.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I have obviously big goals. I do want to achieve a lot of things, but I feel like the way I balance the things that I want to do is I need to be realistic with what I could achieve and also my limitations. And that really takes a lot of internal assessment and understanding yourself. And of course, I might look chill, but sometimes I'm not chill. So really, this whole podcast has been about empowering yourself and understanding who you are as an individual and your emotions and letting you feel everything. I mean, it's something that I just feel like is very important, is because a lot of society tends to tell you like, you shouldn't feel this way. You shouldn't get angry. You shouldn't be sad because you're so blessed. You know, like a lot of people say that you're such a blessed individual, but you don't know my journey. You don't know the path that I've gone to take here and the struggles that I've been through. Janina, you always look so happy, you know, like, and you also show you have your struggles as well, but that doesn't discredit the fact that you can't be sad. You can't feel anger. So the way I balance it really is to just understand yourself and how you can really use that to your advantage.
Yes. Self-awareness is key for sure. So yeah, I love it. It feels like a therapy sesh. It always does. That's why I love, like, I will make it happen. I'm like, okay, you're not available right now. I'll have you next time. Okay. Well, basically the next questions, I know they're not really fast talk because some of them you still got to process, but you can answer them as fast or as briefly as you can.
Yeah.
So what do you think is next for you, Winnie?
I just want to continue growing my channel and my business. I want to grow it, expand.
Yes. Okay. Love it. Expansion. Next, what is your life mantra? Do you have one or does it change from time to time?
Really, I mean, in relation to the podcast today and what I kept repeating, feel your emotions and really be resilient.
Okay. That is Winnie's winning tips. Okay.
Resiliency is key.
Okay. So in Tagalog, and kapit lang, di ba? Laban. Okay.
Laban, yeah.
What's one lesson or habit you wish you knew or applied sooner?
I wish that I knew not to like rush things in the past. I used to feel like I need to get things done a certain time. Mm-hmm. So I would like chunk it up. But then I understand there's a process to everything. So over time, I've really understood how to break things down. And that has made the process even better.
Okay. Yeah. So pacing, right? Proper pacing.
Pacing. Don't rush. Rushing always ends up very badly.
Okay.
For people like me, but I don't know, for some people are just magicians, but someone like me, you have to understand yourself and what you're capable of.
Some people, kasi parang they love it. They love the super close deadlines. They actually love working.
Yeah. Under
time pressure. So you do you. So know first. What do you think is one thing people should start doing?
Learning about themselves every day. Something new.
Something new about themselves. So more self-awareness.
Self-awareness is so key.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Okay. What is one thing you think people should stop doing?
Stop talking about whether you're pregnant or weight. Joking. I get so many of those comments and it bothers me so much. And I'm like, what?
Oh, the meat. You mean like when people comment to you, like, "Are you gonna?
Are you pregnant? Are you like?" And I'm like, "Why? Why? What? Why?" And like, "Oh, you should get married now, or you should get this one."
Okay.
Stop my being, own time.
Yes. Stop being emeritus in general.
Yeah.
Okay. How about like, are you into books also, like self-help or inspiring books, or do you have an inspiring movie reco that really like changed your life and you really highly recommend?
No, honestly, I
don't. No. The answer is no. Next question.
No. Yeah.
No, but seriously, or anything else that you can recommend that you find fulfilling and inspiring?
I learn a lot from my friends, I feel.
Oh.
Find people that you feel like could lift you up. And I learn a lot from them. So, no, self-help books. I've read self-help books in the past and I feel like I know it all. Like I'm being told and I'm like, it really needs to be applied. That's the thing. And that's why I stopped reading self-help books, because I feel like I know this stuff. Not trying to be like a know-it-all, but like generally I feel like
It's true though. Because I think it's a trap at the same time, because it does have its own industry, to be honest. Yeah. And like the book titlings, and sometimes about, oh, I want to read about that. But then I have read like some, especially now I've been into them. And then a lot of them are saying the same thing. So I think the key is to just speed read and get the best parts. Like the 80-20 principle, only 20% is really good. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
Pick and choose.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you now.
Choose what you will be able to apply. Transfer of learning right there.
Yes.
You have the knowledge and understanding, but you need transfer of learning.
And application
of learning. Practice.
As an educator.
Yeah. I know these are all components in our rubric. So
yeah,
regurgitating it.
Okay, so yeah, how else can we support you, Winnie? Are we gonna look forward to new drops soon, or
just support the everyday page and also follow my YouTube channel.
I love it. Go. So cute.
Yeah, and my Instagram is Winnie Wong now. It's no longer Penelope Pop. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I was a okay guest and I didn't.
You're so funny. I love it. You're so real, and that is what I love about you. You're just, you know, I know you're not like bullshitting anything, and it is evident. You know naman, but do you understand me? Like it doesn't sound filtered or anything. So thank you so much.
Casual life for life. I love it.
Cash for life.
Yeah.
And I pick up on that offer. I will be there next time. In your house
with my dog.
You can rant to me, complain to me.
Okay,
since
cool.
I am a podcaster, a self-help podcaster, let's process the emotions together.
Yeah, thank you. Good transfer of learning.
Yes, no, but seriously.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Okay, so that's it, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed. Please rate us 5 stars if you haven't yet. And we'll see you next time. Don't forget to rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.